First, Sebastopol's Palm Drive Hospital, now rebranded as the West Sonoma Medical Center, was supposed to reopen in early April. That was pushed back to last week, but that deadline wasn't met either.
We had hoped to reopen the hospital before the one-year anniversary of the closure. However, due to unforeseen problems with the building itself and some compliance issues, we've had to take a little bit of extra time to make sure that we fix all of the problems and bring it up to 100% compliance.
Ray Hino, the new medical center's CEO, says they got an 11th-hour extension of that one-year deadline from the state, which could allow another 12 months to get everything done. It's not likely to take anywhere near that long, he says, but he's not ready to announce another projected opening date just yet.
I am not giving out a specific date that we would anticipate to reopen the hospital. I'm more comfortable saying that we're working overtime, nights and weekends, to reopen the hospital as quickly as possible. And I anticipate that the hospital will be open within the next few weeks.
But Jim Horn is doubtful.
I think they've been very optimistic in all of their projections, both monetary and as far as the timeline goes.
Horn, a civil engineer who was appointed to the board of the governing Palm Drive Healthcare District last year but was not reelected to that position in the fall, says getting the necessary approvals to reopen from state regulators could take longer.
They would not even schedule a survey until all of the construction projects were done and finaled by the inspectors, and also they required that the bankruptcy court approve the agreement to have SWMC run the hospital and also approve the $1 million a year tax subsidy that the district has agreed to give to SWMC to run the hospital.
The next bankruptcy court hearing date is set for late this month, but Hino contends it will not affect the hospital's reopening.
That really has nothing to do with the opening of the hospital. We're proceeding with the opening regardless of the outcome of the bankruptcy hearing. We have sufficient capital to open the hospital, and we'll open the hospital.
And Marcia Sue Lustig, a current district board member, says the state regulators are prepared to expedite their inspections.
My conversations with the regulators was specifically that when those were completed, their turnaround time would be very quick. They were prepared to act quickly. Nobody wants to stand in the way of the potential reopening of a hospital.
Lustig is impressed and encouraged by the progress she sees as the aging facility is getting refreshed and updated.
It's pretty amazing that a lot of unfinished projects in a building that had decayed over the years are being corrected, and the building's going to be in a substantially improved shape. So it looks like they're going to open soon, whether it's May 18th or shortly thereafter.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.